Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever made a blueberry grunt?
I did twice this morning.
This is new this year. This is what I really, really would like. I'd like world peace. Thank you. Thank you very much.
By the way, if anyone that at Christmas true. Dinner hits anybody, they are right out.
Yeah, out the door.
We will
out
not
the door
have that.
Or through the window.
Out you two pixies go.
Out you two pixies go through the door or the window.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOmaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the world of Mike O'Mara minutia, I feel compelled to discuss this about my home. Now, my wife is meticulously clean. She keeps a very clean house. She's always cleaning. She loves it. She does that. That's great. I am
is there
sloppy.
Any task she doesn't like about, as far as cleaning? Like, some people love to vacuum, some people love to dust.
She doesn't iron
yeah.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nor do most people anymore. People no. don't iron anymore. But let me get back to okay. what I was saying, where she cleans meticulously. I'm sloppy, but I'm not dirty. And so if there's something dirty, I clean it. The example would be dishes in the
oh,
sink.
Oh yeah,
right.
Drives me nuts.
But she cleans. She just does it. We've got a small house. One of the things that I think is related to the cleaning element of Carla is that she has peppered the house with these tiny little plug-in air fresheners.
Sure.
All right. Which I don't mind at all. And I don't and we've got our homesick candles all over the house, and we've got Grove candles all over the house.
Right.
And I'm gonna take it one step further. We keep the trash in the garage, and she even has one of those plug-in air fresheners in
oh.
our garage. All right. That's how meticulous it is.
Do they all have the same scent?
No, they vary. And
so
usually,
different rooms have different moods.
And usually at this time of year, it's kind of a holiday thing.
Sure.
She has now, for the last week, and I've dropped some subtle hints, but I don't think I've really been direct with her about it. She has had a particular plug-in that has a scent coming out of it that is highly disturbing to me, and I can't really put my finger on it because it's kind of a floral smell.
The worst.
And right before airtime, like I think as I was walking mm-hmm. into the studio, I went, oh, that's what it is.
Ooh.
And that's what's bothering me. And what the scent has been, and it's been there. I'm like, what is that? I don't like that. She said, yeah, it's a little unusual, but she hasn't taken it out of service.
Unusual.
And by the way, when I asked her about this, she said, well, I'm not sure which one it is. I said, well, you have different ones. She's got different ones in every plug.
Yeah.
So that, yes, Oscar.
Like some women yes. have many cats.
Right.
She has many
she
plugins.
She has plug-in air freshener.
Yeah, look, I'm not 100% sure, but I watch enough Vice News, and they really get it in deep into this world,
yeah.
where I feel like I have seen something where if your senses are overclocked, like a computer,
yeah,
right,
it could create some sort of or discomfort, not from the smell itself, but you're going through so many variants.
Sensory overload.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, for example, I'm a big Pine guy, okay?
Who isn't? So,
oh, he's a great actor.
I just love
Chris Pine?
Yes,
Chris
love
Pine.
Him. Yeah. Great, great
I like
guy.
Pine. I yeah. like that. That's the Christmassy, potpourri type thing. Spice, and, you know, that crap.
Yeah. What about gingerbread?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Cloves.
You know, what the hell? Clove, fine.
Candy cane.
So I'm sitting there and I said, I can't exactly articulate what the scent is that's driving me nuts.
And then I figured it out, and suddenly it made total sense to me why it was bugging me.
What is it?
The smell out of one of these air fresheners, and I don't know which one it is.
That rat
even
bastard.
Though there are like three or four in the house.
Sure.
So I mean, I could find it. I just don't take the time to do it. I'm a busy person.
I understand.
I've got things going on.
Things to do.
Okay?
Things to
I've got
do.
Hats to buy.
It's the holidays. That is a sharp hat, by the way.
Don't think we didn't notice the outfit.
Yeah, you came in, Tiger. Yeah.
Bluer than blue.
Morning. Okay, it's been a busy
came in hot. Oh, he's got
but anyway,
Harry's on.
Let me just say this.
That was like the worst porn I've ever seen.
let me say this about that. Okay, gross. I just grossed myself out.
But Maddie laughed at that. Yes. Maddie liked that joke.
Oh, that's Maddie's going to be featured on the show today because we're going to all about Maddie. That's the segment all about
Maddie.
Now
she's
today.
Sneering.
Very good. You know, in our never-ending quest for content.
Yes.
As we get to the finish line, as we slap our flat hands on the top of the water, trying desperately to propel ourselves Mike, through that last meter, that's what I will do.
You should not feel the malaise. If anything, we're on all eights here.
No, absolutely. We've got it. We'll get to it. We've got a day tomorrow that's going to be something truly unique.
Wonderful.
I rethought it, and I was going to do it a certain way, but no, I've chosen to do it the irresponsible way, which is always the most fun.
Yes.
Let me get back to what I was saying. So here we go. So I figured out what it is. It is the same smell that comes out of the Gold Bond aerosol spray that I have for chafing.
Mm. Oh, I had no idea.
I associate the smell with humidity and my balls. Sorry, that's it. That's what it is.
Well, I can only imagine the packaging on this plug-in.
It's just
sweaty.
But it's not that smell, but it's the smell that I use when
to combat
when, you know,
it.
Yes, and I don't care for it.
Now, can you is
I
it a,
consider it
what? Is it medicinal? Is it you said before it was floral.
Is it a mint?
Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. I'll show.
My mom
why talk about it when I could show it?
I think I've talked about this on air. My mom wore Secret when I was growing up.
Sure.
And when I
it's strong enough for a man.
A pH balance for a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would come home and she was a Sam's Club lady. Because I know you like Costco.
Club, you know what? It's okay. You know, we have different paths and different cultures, different upbringing. Yeah. Say tomato.
I know people think Sam's Club is trashy.
I say
compared
chocolate
to Costco.
Shake.
That's fine.
Right.
But she would go and she'd buy these packs of Secret.
Huge Secrets.
Yes. So I would come back from college and just grab 12 Secret bars and take them to college and be like, I'm just going to use these. It's fine.
Right.
And I remember.
So it was like a roll-on?
Yes. A girl I was dating. Yeah. She's like, man, like, for some reason, something in your apartment reminds me of my mom.
And then she got more specific. Something under your arm reminds
she goes,
me of.
You smell just like my mom.
Oh, God.
I was like, that can't be good for anything that's supposed to happen a little later.
Didn't work.
No. Nope.
And if it did work, that's a bad sign, too.
That's taboo.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Nomez body powder spray from Gold Bond.
Oh, so like a talcum. Does it have a flavor to
it? It's Gold Bond powder in a spray can. That's what it is.
That you can
fresh.
Eat.
Fresh. What does this say under fresh?
Fresh. Scent with aloe.
Oh, aloe. Sure. That's key.
Now,
let me put a little on me.
Sure.
I thought they had a powder.
Well, they do have a Gold Bond powder.
There it is. There it is.
So, can you describe the smell? Can you describe the smell? Is it medicinal? Is it floral?
It's perfumey.
Yeah, that's what
too
I
much.
Hate.
It's not like a fresh scent you'd get in a deodorant or something. It's more like a perfume. Oh, it's horrible. No.
My mom went through air freshener phase. I remember this because I was in college when it happened.
Now I've got the smell for the whole show. I'm going to light some candles.
But careful. Don't let your hand catch on fire because I'm sure that stuff is inflammable that you just sprayed on yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
oh no,
fire!
It's hit the studio!
Fire!
Jack Cassidy.
I think I'll have a cigar or a cigarette. There we are.
You shouldn't smoke, Jack. You're sleepy.
Just one.
Yeah.
So my mom was visiting. My mom got it was a ring that sat on top of a light bulb and a lamp, and then in the ring she would put. And I remember the scent. It was a peach potpourri.
Thank you, homesick candles. Thank you.
So much better.
Cleanse your palate.
So I came home from school and I go and the house. It smelled like bad peaches. I said, "What is going on in here?"
Plastic peaches.
And I just that's what I don't like. I don't like the fruity smells.
Yeah.
And also the lamp. It was either if the lamp was on, the house smelled bad. If it was off, it was dark.
Is it true that you don't like fruit in real life and in smell?
No, I like fruit in real life.
Oh, okay.
You don't really like fruit and vegetables.
No, I do. I mean, you think of my past.
What do you mean?
I sold them.
You sold them, but you don't. What's your go-to fruit?
My favorite fruit all year round is an apple, a tart apple. The new one.
That's the fat guy fruit. I'm you in a lot of areas. But the thing is that
they've overbred the Honeycrisp. I found one this year I like called the Jazz Apple, which is very good. It's very much like it's the most fabulous apple. It's like a Granny Jazz Smith hands. In texture, but not quite as tart. Although, when dun, in season...
Dun, da, 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 dance, dance, and all that jazz.
One little Rob green apple. No, but in season, better than an apple is a peach. But it has to be in season. They have a short season, month or two, tops.
I've never been a peach fan because of their messiness.
Oh, they're so good.
I don't like the fact that you bite into a good peach to get a good flavor profile on a peach. You bite into it and it,
you're doomed.
It goes all over your,
you're doomed.
Your
forearms. What about a peach cobbler?
I make a great one.
You make a great
one of the few things the kids request.
Is my backdrop all right today?
Yes.
I just want to double check it. You make a peach cobbler?
Sure.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Right. The secret is
his
Mike.
Wife.
That's true.
We don't. Do you make one? I don't make
one. No. You make a peach cobbler.
No, I don't make anything.
No.
I don't make anything either.
No.
The secret is
I want to remind everybody that I'm still thinking about, this is a fat man exercise. I am still thinking about Christmas Day. By the way, are they, should I be getting them anytime soon?
I would think today.
I'm thinking about doing this, softening some ice cream and then putting the chunks of fruitcake in it.
Chunks of Rob Spiewak delicious fruitcake interspersed with the vanilla
and
ice cream.
The O'Mara Stone Creamery.
Oh, my God.
Will you have the patience, though, to after you fold it in, to let it refreeze?
Yes.
Ooh.
Important. Yes, very important.
That's discipline.
I have not thought about that. You have to walk away.
But the secret to the cobbler, Mike, is a little cornstarch in the peaches so the filling thickens up when it cooks.
Oh, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever made a blueberry grunt?
I did twice this morning. No, I have never made one, but I know what it is.
I made it for Carla up in Maine one time, and she wants me to make it again, but I've forgotten how to make it. I lost the recipe.
And I also think, isn't there a blueberry buckle? Isn't that a thing, too?
Yeah, there's blueberry buckle. There are a lot of blueberry cobbler, buckle, grunt. You know, they're variations.
What
on
other
that,
confections are you going to have for the holidays?
I think obviously there will be a pie or two. It's
obviously.
Not going to be obviously a pie or two or three. No, but I would be satisfied with ice cream with Rob's fruitcake in it for dessert. That'll be great.
What about
going to make a roast beast? I'm going to be making a roast beast.
Bought my turkey yesterday.
And I'm looking forward to that. So that should be very, very special.
Do you feel like you have to offer maybe a pre-prepared dessert?
No, because we're not having people. Oh, we're not having people this year. So it's just going to be us and a nice little small beast.
That's
with
sweet.
Holiday fare, though, it is more sometimes about the, aside from the protein, it's more about the sides. What sides will you have with your beast?
It's not the dinner because we're just, it's going to be kind of a sad dinner.
I don't think so.
Sad. What's sad about
family? It's going to be small. And I like, last year we had my little guy. We had our next door neighbors over. We had my sister and my brother-in-law here. And so you like to have that kind of gaggle of people.
Do you want to come down to Orlando?
No, I don't.
Or do you want to go visit Mike?
Well, and it wouldn't be coming down to Orlando.
It
would be coming up to Orlando.
Okay, well, Geography B, do you want to come up?
Well, no, it's not Geography B when I'm down in the tip of the state and you're in the middle of the state that we're coming up.
Hey, I don't
live there. That's a mistake. That's a mistake.
I don't live there.
But the geographical.
I wish you did.
Yes. Yeah. I wish I did,
so
too.
You're going to be, how many will be around your Christmas table?
I think 11.
That's a good number.
How much would I ruin it?
It could be 14. You wouldn't ruin it. You're polite. Like, you're around company and strangers, especially doctors that you respect.
It depends. When you show up.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Yes. I am polite.
Yeah. When you showed up, would you have been driving or would Carla have been driving because of necessity? Have a few
to
pops.
To the Oscar house?
Yeah, you had a few pops on the way to Orlando.
No, I don't pregame like
Hello!
That.
Hello!
No, he's not a monster.
See, you don't know me. That doesn't fall
into
the...
He does in the...
That doesn't fall into the... I don't pregame to go
he does that
to
after
a place
the
where I'm
this
uncomfortable.
This is true.
I get the lay of the land. There's every chance in the world I could get S-housed when I'm there if Oscar was choosing to drink and I felt like it was acceptable.
To keep up, but, certainly.
But no, I would not do that pregame. I don't like pregaming. I'm not a big fan of somebody shows
you know,
up
actually,
and
I agree with you.
And all the, you know, I've been around some legendary Alkies in my life, and the pregaming is a true tell. Like if you're going out to a Christmas party
hand
and
you've got to
have two drinks before you go out, you're an Alky.
It's hand in hand with Hair of the Dog people.
Yeah, it's very similar. If you have to ramp up, or because there are two ways people are doing it. Number one, fear of the social situation,
right,
which may be the case, but primarily it's to get a head start because you need that extra alcohol. So when you have your first drink, and to me,
and the
that always kind of takes away the fun.
Maybe they don't have your brand or something strong enough. Maybe you require something brown and all they're serving is wine and beer.
Well,
and you need to have that head start.
But the pregame is usually, and I'm being serious here, that I've actually seen the people that have to pregame
right
just to function socially. And it's
Mike,
very sad.
It would
very
be
pathetic.
An honor and fun if you decided to audible and decided to come up.
Well, I don't doubt that maybe our paths will cross
yes
on the holiday, but it won't be on around Christmas because, of course, we've
got
to be here for the morning and getting things
got
ready.
It, right? And so actually, we do it at midnight, so that would be weird.
Oh, do you go to midnight mass?
No, we open the
so
gifts
Catholic
at midnight.
You go. You open
we go
the
to
gifts
we at, go to mass and then we open the gifts at midnight.
Oh, I think that ruins it.
So, do you go to church and then
the gifts
then open stuff
then
when
gifts
you get home?
Yes.
How do the kids handle that?
Oh, it's like they brag to their friends. They get to open all their toys at midnight. Now they're wrecked for the next 3 days.
I was going
to
say they must be a real pleasure
just
the next day.
Oh,
they're wrecked.
That, right?
They're wrecked. The place looks like it's gotten bombed. But
now it's funny that you mentioned mass because I was never a really big midnight mass guy, but I've gone a few years.
Sure.
And in my
pre-gumming for that.
Oh my god. Oh my
a nice
god!
High
if
Catholic
you,
mass at midnight on the 24th.
Yeah. You want to look around a room and see,
who's
look at
driving
the people wobbling, because there are people that do that have had too much
yeah
with Din Din and show up, you know, and
you're
it's
Stations
like,
of the Cross,
you know,
and you're like, hold me up.
Yeah. We believe in one God, one of the Almighty. You know, it's like,
and
I mean,
also
it's really
with you.
If I see a Tecate in someone's jacket pocket, I'm like, all right.
We
settle
may
down
now offer each other. We may now offer each other the sign of peace.
Oh, I'm falling on my pew.
Bill,
I'm all right. I'm all right. But
there's
anyway,
an
it's
outside
a
chance of a curveball. There's an outside chance for a curveball at my Christmas dinner.
Oh, what's that?
Yes. You know, when you say something like that,
it's pretty loaded.
Yeah. It's pretty loaded in this environment.
Because
right
I'll have a lot of the standard attendees. This is the first year that Caleb's family is coming for Christmas
whoa
dinner. So Caleb and his three siblings and his parents, who I've only met in passing. I look forward to meeting Julia's boyfriend's family. My Uncle George, his kids will be there. They're kids. They're 30. My sister-in-law and her husband will be there. Of
this
course,
is all
going to
be your house?
Yes. But yesterday I found out that Rob Ford is not going away for the holiday, and his most of his Christmas celebrating will be done in the morning. I said, well, I don't like to think of you at home alone for Christmas dinner. You must come to my house if you'd like to. And so maybe Rob Ford and his lady friend might be coming to my house for Christmas dinner.
Well, did he give you a yes or a no?
He gave
so you're within the week. That's polite to say yes.
Well,
it's
very casual about, you know, there's going to be lots of food regardless. So he left it with yesterday. He said, I think that would be nice. I will let you know. So
that's
I'd say
nice.
There's a possibility
look
of it
that
happening.
That's really sweet.
That's an olive that branch of all, especially for a guy that you tried to like push out of here and kept on. It's like really
yeah
cutting him off at the knees at every pass.
Well, I didn't want him out of my life. I just didn't want him on a microphone.
Have you met the lady?
I never have. We've heard about her.
Oh, you remember.
You are a brave soul.
You remember.
You are a brave soul.
No, but
I mean,
Christmas
you might
is
open
the time
door and
to
go,
do it.
Hello, Robin. This must be.
And that's when my mother, Sharon, says, I'm not so sure. I don't know. What is, I don't know. I don't know.
you're adding to the group, right?
Yeah, you know what? I like
that'll
to
be fun for you.
I like to have a lot of people at my house for Christmas.
Good strategy.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a really good idea.
Lots of many, many groups.
That's.
I got to go take care of Rob and his crazy girlfriend. I'll be back.
I'll be over here.
That's right.
Hello, here.
Rob, sit here. But anyway,
more champagne. Yeah,
hey, Ford. Yeah. Get in a fight.
So, what did he
everybody.
Say? What did he say when you invited him?
He said that'd be really nice. I'd like that. And I said we'd love to have you anytime after 3. We'll have dinner at about 6:30. And he said he'd let me know. But I got the vibe that he might go for
it. Let me clarify, if you don't mind. I don't know if his girlfriend is crazy. I just remember what we heard about a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has
That's
hit
my
him.
Memory
That's all
of it
I know.
Too.
Yeah, she
and
has
he,
hit
and
him.
And he doesn't. And we see each other enough to. There's no like, hey man, I'm very happy or I'm very sad. He doesn't show emotion that much.
Right.
So
well, he pouts. He's a legendary
right
pout.
Powder.
Yes.
By the way, if anyone that at Christmas true. Dinner hits anybody, they are right out.
Yeah, out the door.
We will
out
not
the door
have
that. Or through the window.
Out you two pixies go.
Out you two pixies go through the door or the window.
Rob man. Ford is not a businessman.
Do you think, I wouldn't worry about her, like, embarrassing it, but no. She might hit on you.
Well, you know what? That'd be nice.
Okay.
And, you know what? A great harbinger of good taste.
Yeah, she might be your type. Your type.
No.
But anyway.
She right, has so. A type. The larger man.
All right. So everybody's set for the holiday.
Yes.
You know, I'll be here, and my house will smell like foot powder. Thank you. Let's start the show.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You want all day tomorrow, I suppose.
If it's as quite well. Convenient, sir.
As well. It's not convenient. As well. And it's not fair. If I were to hold back half a crown from your pay for it, you'd think yourself ill-used, I'll be bound. But you don't think me ill-used when I pay a day's wages for no work.
Christmas comes but once a year, sir.
Poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. And I suppose you must have it. Be here all the earlier the next morning, Cratchit.
Yes, sir, I shall. I certainly shall.
Make sure.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit.
And the same to you, Mr. Fred.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Uncle.
I said, Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle. Surely you don't mean that.
I do. What's Christmas but a time for buying things? For which you have no need, no money. Time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Come now, Uncle.
Nephew. You keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Just might be a good idea to not let the children look at the George C. Scott version of A Christmas Carol when I hear that. You know, it's he's a scary Scrooge.
My favorite part of that is when they show the lung x-ray.
Yeah.
Not an hour richer.
Christmas for Santa figureheads for me.
It is my favorite version, but it is the darkest version by
it
far.
It is, yeah. Which makes it cool. Anyway, live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you're a first timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Battleground, Washington to Brooklyn, New York, from Brunswick, Maine to Chico, California, from Mars, Pennsylvania,
Mars,
to Nairobi, Kenya, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Zappos. It's the time of year we all think about family and friends, and nobody has been a better friend to TMOS than Zappos.com.
Boy, Zappos.
Zappos. Boo.
Boo.
Zappos.
Good shoes.
Boo. Zap.
Oh, you okay, Mr. C. Scott?
Own pudding.
Steak of Ollie.
Why don't I read it like George C. Scott?
Do it.
Zavos roll out the red carpet when they hosted TMOS Live in Las Vegas. And they treated all of our listeners like gold.
Zappos treats everybody like a dear old friend.
That's good.
With their legendary customer service, there is none better. And if you want to talk about friendly, for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering all of their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code for 15% off. Listen, friends, this is a limited-time offer, so make sure you act fast. Yay for Zappos.com.
Yay!
How dare you.
Oh,
Thank you for being a friend, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And yes, it's one day before our giant holiday extravaganza. Okay, I need to know the guest list so far, because here's the way the show is shaking out to me. We're going to come in tomorrow. We're starting our show a little bit later. We're starting taping at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. 10 a.m.
We're going to do the regular show as best we can, but it's not going to be a regular show. It's going to be the Christmas holiday party show.
Star-studded, Mike.
Star-studded and alcohol-fueled.
Yes.
Because I am going to set up a bar. I have not chosen my beverage of choice, but there will be drinking during that show. And then, following that, we will go with no break whatsoever. We will go right into the bonus show.
Right.
And then the bonus show will be when we really bring people in and kind of turn
and
over the microphone.
That's right.
And we can air our end-of-year grievances as well. That can be done as well, but it's going to be, it's kind of a throwback to shows we've done in the past.
Yes.
And I think with the fact that the total time allotment will be about 2.5 hours, I don't think we can get in that way. Yes, we can. We can get a tremendous amount
of
trouble.
Hey, we're really good at it. Yeah.
We can do that, but that's what's going to happen. And Carla will drop by for a visit.
Nice.
We will have little Michael come by because his last day of school is today. And so if the school is not leveled by a tornado, he will be here.
What is the status? I hate to interrupt, but the tornado
status. You got a tornado watch.
Yeah,
we have a tornado watch till 4 p.m. today.
All right.
I watched my main man, Matt DeVitt. He's the guy I told you about at Wink News, who told me it's kind of north of the area. But then after 2 o'clock this afternoon, he'll be home by then. That's when the real weird stuff starts. We're supposed to be getting sustained winds through tomorrow that may be 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 60. This is close to really heavy duty stuff.
A tornado watch means conditions are favorable for a tornado, but they have not been spotted
yet.
A warning means one has been spotted.
Yeah, and then stop, drop, and roll.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So tomorrow, I need to know, right now, tentatively scheduled for a visit on tomorrow's show, and now I'm ready for the disappointment.
No, Eric,
go ahead, let me know.
Jimmy will be here, of course.
Okay. That's a ding.
Sure, that's a ding.
Oh, sorry, wait, there we go.
And I believe when we last spoke, he's bringing EQ with him.
Yes.
To assist.
Now already you're padding. You're padding, and I can tell you're padding right there with EQ. EQ is Jimmy's henchman, but that's
why must you go into this with a negative attitude?
He just
you
saw EQ at the Moose Party.
Because I'm preparing to be disappointed. All right. So Jimmy and Eric.
Yeah. Yes.
Zoolander will be here.
It's a bingo.
Right there. That could sustain a show.
Yes.
Josh Murphy plus one.
No, the plus one.
Thank you. Adrian Garcia plus one. Of course, we have Mac by himself.
Mac McIntosh.
We have our regulars, of course, myself, Oscar, Maddie. We have Pony. Also, from the Hey Frey Show, AJ will be here.
Who's that?
You've met her multiple times. Yes.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Painful.
Okay. Is Sarah Fraser coming by?
Sarah Fraser's already out of town. She's at home in Maine. She's going to try to phone in.
Todd Moore's in Florida?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Leslie will be here.
Yeah, Charlie Burney will be here.
Charlie Burney will be here. Fried is going to try to make it. Fried.
All right. He, by the way, he FaceTimed me last night, and I was totally taken aback by it. And I sit there, and all of a sudden, I'm looking at Fried, and he's walking down a hallway at the Verizon MCI Capital One Arena. And so he's walking down, And I didn't know what he was doing. He said, hey, how you doing? What are you doing? You going to be home later? I said, yeah. He said, I'm just hanging out at home. Okay, I'll call you later. He was FaceTiming me to show me Doc Emmerich, the play-by-play announcer that I'm in love with, that I've been stalking, that we've been trying to get on the show, because the Capitals were playing the Penguins last night. Sorry, Capitals. Sorry about that. You lost. Sorry. So hold on. Where's my sad lose thing? I'm all right there.
Aww.
Thank you.
Mike, often when you see the letters D-O-B, when you see the letters D-O-B, you think date of birth. But tomorrow you'll be thinking these letters, Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien will be here. Well, that's good. So we've got a nice compliment.
Yeah, good crowd. In front of the show, Dan Cole?
Yeah. There's going to be enough faces here that you're going to be like, oh, man, I really hate the fact that I'm down there and you guys are up there.
Mr. William Stillwell, Goat will be here.
I'm going to do my best to connect. What's that?
Goat will be here, speaking of the Capitals.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful.
Greatest of all time.
This is a real party,
Dan. Yes, of course.
All right. So what do you guys have planned? What kind of spread are you going to put out?
All right. So look. I'm bringing, if I can, a flan.
Now, when you say you can, you're not going to make it.
No.
Your wife's not going to make it.
No.
How are you going to acquire it?
Yes, I've asked my mom to make it.
Now, is it like miniature individual custard dishes of flan?
No, this is just a big flan on a big dish.
Big-ass custard.
Yes. Thinly sliced, it should serve at least 13.
I don't know that you slice flan. You sort of serve it like with a scoop, don't you?
If it's a big one, like a pie size, you'd slice it.
Okay, I guess you could.
I've never seen a pie-sized flan, though.
No, only in my dreams.
Oh, that's all I know. It sounds pie-sized flan.
Flantastic.
Oh, you don't. I think a flan is something you'd see at what's the chicken restaurant that Pollo
Super Chicken
El Polloco.
What's the one that was in Manassas?
Oh, they had every chicken restaurant in Manassas.
Super Chicken.
What the hell?
Super Chicken.
What was? No, it was the one right on 28 that was when you were coming in.
A handful of them on 28. Polo
Flatulenzo?
No, it's not Polo Flatulenzo.
Pollo Susadas?
Yeah, that's it.
What was used it called? Oh, my God. Now I will not be able to continue with the show unless I know that chicken chain. It's a Spanish chicken chain.
I remember
that,
it.
That I used to go to.
Fast food place?
It was fast food.
El Pollo
but it was
Rico?
Fast
no, it wasn't it that. Was, I don't
even
know
if that Loco?
Oh, my God.
That's the crazy chicken.
Manassas chicken.
What was the chicken restaurant in Breaking Bad?
Tres Pollos, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, the brothers.
Pollos Hermanos.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
That's what it was.
Los Pollos Hermanos. Yeah, with the big evil owner, right? The evil owner who always had the like straight-faced expression on his face. It's the place they used to have flan at this chicken restaurant in Manassas, and it was a tiny little cup size.
I love that. Autocomplete actually put in chicken restaurants in Manassas, Virginia. Manassas features Banchan Manassas.
Oh, we all know Banchan.
Reyes Peruvian cuisine.
No.
Super Chicken.
Ooh. No.
Let's see what else is coming. Rico's Peruvian Chicken.
No.
Wingstop.
No.
Those are the only places that are mentioned.
Oh, come on. Are you in Google?
Yeah, I am. Is it Mama Polo?
No.
Mama Pollo.
Polo Campero?
By the way, there are listeners out there that are going, it's this one, Mike. Come on. You've got to figure out. It's this one,
I've got
idiot.
It. Mike, what? It's Roy Rogers.
No, it's not Roy Rogers. I'm going to find it.
Famous kebab.
Put in Latin chicken restaurants in Manassas.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Is it Pollo a la Brasa?
No, it's not Pollo a la Brasa. It's right at the corner.
Does it
it's
have
right near
Pollo
one of the shopping
in the name
centers.
Or chicken?
I don't know if it's even got Pollo in the name. Hold on.
Oh, you're talking about
the Carlos got the kind of memory.
You're talking
that I
about
do
the
stuff.
Actual restaurant,
not a
chicken place. Yeah. You led us down the wrong path.
Mama Polo?
No, don't think about chicken. It's on the corner, right next to that bar / strip mall.
Hey, babe, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What was the name of the chicken place, the Latin chicken place in Manassas
I think it's just
that
a Latin
we used
place.
To eat at Mike all the. What a
Guapos.
Guapos. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Carla.
Guapos
very much.
Isn't just a
my
chicken
wife,
place.
Oh, I just hung up on her. Oh, my God. I just hung up on her.
That'll show her.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just hung up on her.
Thanks for the food answer, lady.
Yeah.
Right, later.
You've proved yourself useful. Now, goodbye.
Carla,
ciao,
you there?
Ciao.
Mm-hmm. She'll never answer again.
She hung up on you.
Oh, wait. Oh, there she is.
Are you
there?
Coal in your stocking.
Are you there now?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I hung up on you. I just got excited that you were right with Guapos. Remember how much we loved Guapos?
I miss Guapos, and I love their desserts.
Their desserts. We were talking about flan. Didn't they have a little single-serving slice of flan like the custard?
That, I don't know, but they had tres leches.
Oh, yes, tres leches.
Not from Costco.
It means three milks.
It was fantastic. Yeah, the one from Costco was not as good as the one at Guapo's. Guapo's. Hey, Guapo's. Colin, will you be dropping by for tomorrow's Christmas party?
I can stop in.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. And what will you enjoy an adult beverage with me?
I can do that.
Very Bloody Mary's. What do you think? Bloody Mary's. What do you think you'd like? I was saying, yeah, Oscar said nice Bloody thought. Mary, so I was thinking.
No, I was thinking Grand Marnier.
Ooh. Oh, God. I don't want to throw up by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's sort of like orange juice.
All right. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Say hi to Meghan Markle. Anyway.
The princess will have liqueur.
Jazz hands. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's no need to be afraid.
Oh, Christmas is only a few days away. Now, I know you got something nice for your mother, but did you remember your father, your pop, you know, dear old dad? If not, go to the MikeOMaraShow.com website, click on the holiday shopping banner,
Anna,
and buy something from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, or Target.com for something really nice for dear old dad. So get a move on, or you'll be sorry. Now let's return to the Mike O'Mara Show, already in progress. Take it away, Papa.
Thank you very much, Paulie. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the busiest. Luckily, a great night's sleep will reduce stress and give you the extra energy you need to deal with the holidays.
It's the most wonderful time.
All the gifting, all the celebrating. And the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps make spirits bright with proven quality sleep. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The new beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. My Sleep Number setting is a 90, Carlos is a 65, and we love it. Come in and see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds. This is more than a bed. It's a human being. No, what? this is more than a bed. It's a brighter you for the holidays. Now through December 24th, get special financing for 48 months on all beds with a Sleep Number credit card. Subject to credit approval, equal monthly payments required. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. That's right. When they've been out on the gridiron, bopping their helmets against each other, they sleep on a Sleep Number bed.
They know their stuff.
You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Ho, ho, ho. There'll be all the Nyagaki Bekala Bakali Sivasali Polye. There'll be. Anyway. How's everybody doing?
Great. Doing great.
All right. I've got the slow descent to coldom.
And this is not a recent phenomenon. This has been around for years.
Nah, my kid's doing the oh. Carla dodged a bullet because her immune system is the immune system of a teenager.
Right.
My immune system is the immune system of a nursing home patient in the final stages. That's the difference
between
us.
That's the problem because you live life as a shut-in.
Yes, I do. It's old. It gets old, and I can trace this back to years and years and years. Some of the worst colds I've ever had happened right there, and I could feel them coming on as we give and give and give right up to the last, and we got the taskmaster from Bolivia who's making us do 50 shows TMFB. Before the week's over. But anyway, no, we have a nice break. We're looking forward to the holiday break. Is there a chance we could bring Maddie in?
Oh, because absolutely.
She has been extremely valuable.
You want to bring a chair, Maddie?
More valuable than I knew even until yesterday. I am. Let's bring her in. She's one of the new employees here at the TMOS studios.
She's my favorite.
Why is she your favorite?
Because it turns out, as I watch her edit stuff and do things, she hates when I say this. She edits and thinks like I do when she edits.
Rob.
And so I think we have a similar mind for editing, and I think it's
now,
fascinating.
Now, I believe in a insulting thread that I saw. I believe that I saw on a thread where you said, you think just like I do. Maddie said, please don't insult me. And
well,
that's
I did
the second
that.
Time
that's
she
so
said
rude.
That.
I did it
Why
on
do you
purpose.
Be like that? I
did it on purpose.
The worst.
Maddie, yes. Maddie, you are the newest addition to the family here at Podcast Village with the Mike O'Mara Show, and we haven't really done a deep dive on you and your world. You've always, all I know about you is quiet competence, that you know Oscar tells me that you get things done and you do it. So I'm really not going to grill you about you as much as your observations. Now that you have been in the belly of the beast, that you have been working very closely with me, with Oscar, with Pony, with all the guys, I need your analysis of the operation, because I think this week we had one of our old-fashioned meltdowns where I'm screaming and yelling and Oscar's screaming and yelling and Rob and Pony are going silent and all that good stuff. I welcome your observations on the overall operation. How are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying your job?
Oh, I love it. It's amazing. I couldn't have asked for anything better after graduation. Okay. So thank
you,
guys.
That's wonderful. That's good. As far as is there anything that has surprised you about coming on? Because you were an intern for a long enough time to know the way things work. But now that you're here every single day, has anything surprised you about the way the operation runs?
Definitely a peek behind the curtain, but just when the meltdowns.
Please say curtain. Please don't say curtain.
Curtain.
Thank you.
Don't correct her when I'm asking some questions. This is her time.
Don't think alike.
This
apparently.
Is her time. This is
yeah, but you got to admit that's a pretty annoying habit when people drop.
Who
the
was
tea
hacking
like that?
In the background?
I regret to inform you. I was going to wait until you after the show. Oscar has just passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that's him hacking
I'm
away?
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Yeah, are you sick? Are you still sick?
I think whatever everyone is fighting in this office is going around.
Okay.
So there's a terrible scratching in people's throats.
It's very, very frustrating.
Oh, yes. You sound and look great.
So pulling back the curtain, you were talking about before you were interrupted, and it's hard not to get interrupted on this show.
Yeah, we're the
so
worst.
The worst.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, the meltdowns, honestly, when they happen, I kind of feel like it's just another day at the office. No, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
but I enjoy it. No, it's nice. I mean, I love working with you guys, and I think Oscar thinks that I think he's a monster, but I don't really think that. So,
well, because she gets to see me on and off air, and off air there are times where the meltdowns aren't necessarily meltdowns; they're just matter of fact.
Yeah, and
they're
usually
matter of fact. Yeah,
Oscar comes in.
Does Oscar wait? Hold on. Does Oscar rant and rave?
Yeah, everyone does.
Warms my heart.
But it's not just the ranting and the raving. Is when this show winds up and Oscar starts looking for things to complain about, and he bounces around like a pinball, and he will come into this room and he'll complain about something, then he'll go into that
now,
room
now,
and complain about
second.
Something.
You say looking for the, now we're getting somewhere. You say looking for things to complain about?
I'm sorry, let me rephrase it.
No, I mean, it's your phrasing. I'm just asking if that's what you said.
It's a window into his soul.
Well, you know, sometimes Oscar, I think, comes in and there are times that Oscar's, how shall I say, management style is dictated by his mood. There are times when he comes in, like this morning, he came in and he said, could you play some upbeat Christmas music? And I said, of course.
So he's happy, happy,
happy,
joy,
happy.
Joy,
and then there are times when he says, am I the only one who sees that there's a piece of paper on the floor? Why is no one going to pick this up?
Right.
And so there's that mood too. But most of the time, he's somewhere in the middle.
Yep. Oscar counterpoint?
So what you're describing is how parents talk to their kids and how kids feel about their parents, where dad's in a bad mood because he's asking me to clean my room. But then sometimes he's really nice because it's a Saturday and he doesn't have to worry about work.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is that dad isn't the one who left the piece of paper on the floor, whereas you are.
No, I get upset when there are systems in place or things not to be lost and there are chargers that aren't being charged and there are cables in the wrong place because As you know,
that's exactly what I was talking about just now.
Let me tell you what I'm observing, because I don't get to see Maddie, but I'm looking at Maddie right now, and this is why Maddie has been successful working with us, because she is loving this.
Yes,
this is being, you are quietly enjoying. I know from every bit of your
body. Time. Yeah.
Always watching.
Sometimes judging, but you know. Whatever.
No, always judging.
Oh, it's so nice to have a new face in here. It really, really is.
Sometimes, you know, though, it's like watching your parents fight, you know? It's like, Mom and Dad, stop.
No, but the fights are brief and we move on with life.
That's true.
For sure. Yeah.
We're very good at that.
Oscar does, you know, he's a bit mercurial, but somebody's got to be the taskmaster. Somebody's got to be the right-hand man of me up there, because I really, you know, I feel the level of detachment, but it allows me this fabulous life that I have.
Yeah. Mike, anyway, if you were up here, you would be, you wouldn't have tornadoes or head colds.
This is true. Or Midwesterners that say, how much saturated fat does it have on the back?
Hey, are you still coughing back there?
All right, so we talk about, Oscar's pretty, it's pretty straightforward. Tell us about your impressions about Rob. You bust his chops, which shows to me that perhaps there is a solid relationship there, but I don't know because I'm not there. What is your impression of Mr. Spiewak?
I mean, Rob's just kind of like a dad, you know what I mean? Like in a very kind of stereotypical way, not in a bad way, but
well, dad jokes,
very much a dad. Yeah, sure. We were making puns earlier today. It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
Remember that, Rob?
Just all right, if Oscar rants and you know runs through and rants, and then you've got a quiet moment with Rob after that, does Rob grumble about that?
Oh yeah, great question.
Oh, you can totally tell when he's like had a day, because you just
when
kind
Rob's
of,
had it when Rob's had a day.
Oh yeah. He just kind of. Yeah. A little mopey, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
Sometimes it's stuff that happens here. Sometimes I'm moping for other reasons.
Oh,
just
no.
Just sometimes you mope. Oh, no. But the magic is, Mike, is when the mic is on. You don't mope when the mic is on.
Yeah, you don't bring that to the audience.
That's right. Yeah. Am I right?
You rant.
You rant when the mic's yell. On. Sometimes you yell.
But I've moped, but I mope for very. I only mope when someone else is doing the lifting.
Yeah, if
you're moping for a purpose. I only mope when somebody else is doing the lift. I'll quietly mope to myself. And if you could, Maddie, Maddie-ize this operation, you know, because you're new. Everybody that works for any organization at any level, this could be the first of many jobs you have. You could be here a while. We don't know. But if you could Maddie-ize, if there are any tiny little changes, and I don't care whether they impact you or everybody else.
Everything's on the table.
And by the
way, everything is on the table.
Everything's on the table too. That includes moolah. If you know, say, if we just had this, this is your opportunity right now, because your stock right now, from everybody I talk to, is at as an all time high. You're doing very, very well.
You just
I've not heard
public.
A bad word about you.
Yeah.
So this is your opportunity, and nothing you say here is going to be used against you in a court of law.
That's a good question. I'm not really sure. Well, yesterday, because I was running the cameras for the Hey Phrase show, which was a lot of fun, but they decorated the whole studio, and it was nice to just be around like a podcast with other girls on it, and it was really fun. But so maybe just like change it up in the studio a little bit, you know?
Get Maddie, some different you're fired. Energy. anyway. Sorry, that'll be quite enough.
The stock has crashed.
Well, that's right.
You know, it's look at the studio. There's nothing in
there. You can look at her on the
She's absolutely right. There's not any
design.
Holiday
set
decorations
design.
At all.
Set design.
And what do you think of that, Rob? That's you know.
It's a little tough in this studio because it's a shared space.
But anything's possible.
But anything is possible.
If,
and
if
we
the
have
Hey Phrase crew spends an hour decorating, why can't you?
We or you?
Well, the Hey Phrase, the other podcast tape in there, don't they?
Yeah, but actually, we have Oscar and I have talked, and as the studio was being built and being reformatted for the new phase of Podcast Village, one of the things for 2018-19 is going to be shelves to make things look a little more appealing.
I'll do it right now for you. We're actually adding an element to the show that you don't even know about, Mike.
It's a secret.
You're going to be able to see the city. Hold on.
Did it cost me any money?
Not a red cent.
Really? What are we doing?
Oscar's getting ready to jump.
Oscar's going to jump out the window of the fourth floor.
No, we are actually going to change the look of the interior of what we call Studio B. And it's a long-range plan.
Yes.
I mean, it started with the resurfacing of the countertops, but there's going to be stuff to see. It's going to be more visually interesting because we do take pride in our video presentation. And it is, Maddie said, it's a little dull. Looks a little like a stand-up comedy
club. Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, so we're going to spice it up a little bit. Tchotchkes and decor.
Here. I'm going to do that.
I actually have a plan
too.
For you. As far
green
as
green screen?
No, you have a. We were able to connect with a backdrop manufacturer, a set manufacturer, and you see within an email to Andrew for next year, as far as budget is concerned, I want to work on something for you that is dedicated to actually mimic what we have up here, so it looks like we're all on the same set.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I'd like would be a green screen with palm trees swaying in the breeze.
If you want that, we can pull that off.
And then in Maine, I'd like a green screen with lobster boats going in back of me, you know. I mean, really, when you think about backdrops on television, and I will use one of my favorite liberal tree-hugging shows, Mika and Joe, Morning Joe. And they've got like that one tired shot of the Capitol mm-hmm. and the one tired shot of the White House that's in back of them. I'd like to have a little liveliness. It would be fun.
And you know what? If we did the green screen thing, we could do the thing that Big Don O'Brien used to do where you had a lining in your coat that was green. So when you right. opened it, you can make it look like there were fish swimming in your coat.
Did he do that?
Oh, he used to do all that stuff.
Oh, man, I love that. Yeah. He was so much fun when he was drinking. Anyway, Maddie, it's great to have you here. Merry
Thank
Christmas
you.
To you
Merry
and yours.
Christmas,
You're doing a
everybody.
Great job. And,
Thank you.
Feel free, if something's bugging you, if something's on your mind, that chair will be relinquished yeah. temporarily, and okay. you can come in. Oh, the one last thing. If
Stop
you could,
music.
A
Stop
word for Ponyboy Matt Bloom. Anything to describe your working relationship, his personality, what anything about Pony that
no,
you can share?
No, Pony and I, because he and I are usually the first ones here in the morning, so he and I just...
Oh, dig!
No. It's just a fact. But he and I just sit, like, we have a great time, good conversation, great banter.
It's great. You guys banter?
Oh, great yeah, banter.
Oh, banter. Wow, I didn't know he was
What
capable.
Were some of the topics, Pony, that you discussed with her today and the massive banter that you shared with her?
Well, we don't always have a huge banter, but we'll discuss, yeah. you know, what are we doing
I,
for the
I
holidays.
Tried.
Are you trying? She tried.
Yeah. Thanks, Pony.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And by the way, we'll do that with you sometime next year. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun news you may not need. No, not yet.
No, not yet.
Early. I'm sorry. We will come back.
What we want
and,
for Christmas. We never talked about
that. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for getting me back on track. Thank you, Maddie. We'll be right
thank
back,
you.
Everybody.
2018 was an unforgettable year. Mike got two new iPhones. Rob landed a starring role in an HBO series. Oscar kept it tight. And Pony gave up smoking. 2019 will be just as memorable.
With more fun and more thrill.
And you can get it through the TMOS channels on Instagram and YouTube, the TMOS app, and as always, at MikeOMaraShow.com. Stay tuned. This coming year is going to be the best one yet.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Here's a Christmas message from Cornerstone First Financial. Santa came early this year because rates have fallen to levels that we haven't seen since summer. It's likely the Fed will raise rates four times next year, so this is probably your last chance to get a loan rate in the mid-fours. Call Cornerstone First Financial to get pre-approved for your new loan before rates soar higher than Santa's reindeer. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, work with the friends of TMOS, Cornerstone First Financial. The lowest rates guaranteed. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Refinance now and keep your January payment. That's a nice bit of Yuletide cheer just in time for the holidays. Tap into your home equity, refinance, eliminate your Christmas debt with all the money you save each month. Pay those bills and start 2019 with a clean slate. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221. Merry Christmas! From Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. I'm glad Oscar brought it up because Carla asked me last night. She said, what do you want? And I said, nothing. And she's already done it for me. I haven't done her clothes shopping. I'll do the kind of the same thing I do every year.
Clothes
I
shopping.
Go out.
Yeah.
I do clothes shopping for Carla. That's usually what I do. And then I have a big like opening and she gets to try stuff on. She likes that. And
fashion show. Play a little music.
It's fashion show. It's cost effective.
For Papa.
All underwear.
Yeah.
No.
All receipts are saved.
I got to thank Dirk, Stephen Douglas McIntyre, and everybody. They arranged to have to get me and the fam
telegram.
a a front of the line pass for Legoland.
Oh, that's cool.
Spur of the moment. Look, I think there are probably multiple other people that were involved in this that I got to say thank you to, but that's terrific. And then a friend of mine called last night and said, Jack, I didn't get back to you. I'm sorry about that. Said that the it's the road less traveled. Oscar, I don't know whether you have experience with this, but apparently the road less traveled, it's not as nuts as some of the other
theme
parks. It's
not as close to Universal also or Disney proper.
What is the road less traveled?
Legoland.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So it's
Legoland park is not as crazy as the other
ones. I see.
Which is fine with me. And I like that because it's also for little biddies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the grown ups that are going.
And I figured out what I'm going to leave for you so you can find it.
Ah, this is exciting. He's geocache.
Yeah, it's gonna be so what if you follow us on social media, you will see a picture of something I'm leaving for Mike on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see it as well, Mike, and I will let you know privately where I left it.
Really?
Yes.
Like in the park?
In the park.
Is it? So you're can going, you give you're us a hint of what
I'm
it is?
Going. Yes, I'm it's something that he'll enjoy, probably a savior for him.
Ah.
Yes.
it's a pistol.
It should be good. Other than that, I don't have anything really on my list. I am golf clubbed. To death. I am fine. I am satisfied with what I have. Right now, it's not the...
What about
there's
balls?
An expression we use. It's not... I can always use golf.
Balls. Yeah.
It's not the arrow. It's the archer.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty well... that's the expression
that's
we use.
Great.
Not the arrow. It's the archer.
I love
that's
that.
The archer is satisfied with what he has right now. Look, they always improve stuff. So there's always a... But I've invested fairly significantly. I have not deprived myself in that area with my favorite sport.
You have no
so
wants? Fine.
I don't. I've got a simple life. I do my show. I hang out with my little guy, and I play a little golf. That's it. That's my life right now down here. I don't, you know, I don't have a lot of other interests. I used to, but I don't anymore. I've narrowed them down.
Got to narrow it down.
So that's it for me. What about you guys? What do you?
One
think?
Thing I have a fat guy want after doing all the all the fruit caking. The kitchen where we baked at Creative Cakes in Rockville, they had the greatest kitchen scale. It like was a 50-pound capacity kitchen scale that did grams and pounds and ounces. And I got when you do big scale baking, you really get to rely on weighing food as opposed to measuring it in cups.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I had a kitchen scale, sort of a run of the mill consumer
you would weigh
model.
Your dinners.
Let me ask this: is it the kind where you have to turn it over to switch the grams from ounces?
No, this was a beautiful one. It had like a
digital
a keypad.
No,
on
I'm
front.
Talking about the one you had in your kitchen because the one I've got that was a streamlined one. If in order for me to switch out from ounces to grams, I have to turn it over and hit a button on the back. And I was thinking, I'd love one that literally just to have the switch on the front.
This the one I had, it had the switch on the front. It was, but the problem with it is that after doing a lot of fruit caking with this, it got goo and junk in it, and the buttons are all jammed up now. So
What's, and again, I'm sorry because this is like another language to me. Why do you have to weigh your food?
No, you weigh your food when you're baking.
Oh, okay.
Like, I weigh my food because I do it on my my diet. I have to.
I've heard people weigh their food for their diet.
Like if I make a turkey sandwich, for example, I know that I have to put 4 ounces of turkey in my sandwich. Not because
you can't eyeball
that's
it.
No. You can to a certain some stuff. You get used to it, and you can do it a lot. You can do that, but pretty much, I like to keep it. On that.
Smart.
And,
hold you accountable for what you're actually consuming.
Exactly.
But let's say you're making a big batch of something and it calls for 10 cups of flour and you're going to do it multiple times. It's a pain in the ass to measure out 10 cups of flour and sometimes
how many? What's the capacity of the scale you want from the kitchen?
The one they had at the kitchen, I think it was like 45 or 50 pounds.
That's
Jesus. In your, you want that in your own
that's
kitchen?
That's a bitchin' kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much bigger than a standard kitchen scale. I'd say it's like about the size of a cigar box.
Wow.
But I mean, just if you're doing a big scale baking thing, it's really cool. And I got to really love it.
Cool, because not only can you use it for food, you can weigh the cat.
Yes.
All right.
How much have you gained this week?
The cat.
Hey, Mr. Whiskers. Yeah. Well, looks like Mr. Whiskers had a little too much frisky. Why am I turning into Bruce? Bruce Dern there?
We're all going on a diet this New Year's.
Well, it looks like Mr. Whiskers has been into the snack food.
Gilbert looks loved like I'll Gilbert, be trying. Gilbert loved your Bruce Dern.
Did he really?
Oh, yes.
I guess Mr. Whiskers isn't going to have any more Christmas candy, are you, Mr. Whiskers? I guess Mr. Gatsby wants to take a trip into town. You want to take a trip into town, Mr. Gatsby? I don't understand how Mr. Whiskers has been eating all. Looks like Mr. Whiskers got into the peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the kitchen table.
All right, I'm sorry. So you want a kitchen scale.
And then a non-fat guy wish is that they did a re-release of the Beatles' White Album on vinyl. That is a little, there's a nice package of that. It's a little costly. I'd like that. But I purposely did not buy it for myself, hoping that someone in my family would know what I like.
Oscar Santana, what do you want?
I looked at my wife as she asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I said, you know, I just want somebody to make an effort, a small effort, because the best Christmas I ever had with Shannon was when we were first like really going out, and she moved back to D.C. and we went down to my parents. It was a big deal. And she had gone on Pinterest and said, gadgets your guy needs in 2015. And I had all these little gadgets that really didn't make sense to me, never probably used. They're $20 a piece, maybe five of them. It was just fun. It was just fun that someone had thought about this and they didn't just go to the store.
It's nice, you know, sometimes. Yes. I mean, it's like
that was our last great Christmas. As far as her buying me stuff.
But you have to put a value on this.
Maybe she can improve on it this year.
Well, yeah.
You know, gift cards are always useful.
No, and people, gift cards scream.
I'm sorry, Oscar. I was just going
to
say.
Well, get to it.
That it's fun to actually open a tangible gift. Something that you can put your hands on. Yeah. It shows thought.
So even if, for those of you at home, if you're thinking, oh, man, Dad, he has everything he needs. He wants something. Especially when there's kids around. We have this tradition at my house, or my sister's or wherever, my family, that we stack all the gifts in front of each other before you open them. And it was always sad to me until...
Like in front of each person?
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you.
Because little kids
so
bring them over.
So all that person's gifts are in front of them.
And the kids are taller than the kids. That's just the way it is.
Sure.
Right.
But I would always look over to my dad and mom, which, by the way, were taken care of because they would get an iPad or something big from all of us that they didn't need and never used. I called my sister and brother. I said, can you just get them a bunch of different gifts? Because it's getting depressing when they just have this like one box to open.
Yeah, get them. It doesn't have to be something they really like or expensive or any of that. Right.
Don't matter. It just, as much as we don't like to admit it, as adults, it's cool to open stuff.
It is.
It is. That's it. That's so much fun. And multiples are super fun.
Yep.
That's it. Doesn't matter. That's a great point. Yeah. And we're up on a break here, but I have to tell you, for me, this one, I've talked about, you know, joked about a muscle car, which, of course, I would never get. But this is something that this is new this year. This is what I really, really would like. I'd like world peace. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir. Ho.
What if they said, what if Vladimir Putin said, we're in for world peace, but what we need is for Mike to have a new Mustang. That's how we'll make world peace.
Yeah. Oh, you mean World War III, but I get to drive around in a new Dodge Challenger?
700 horsepower.
Oh, I will get back to you, world leaders. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara
World
Show.
Leaders.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
Mrs. Shellhammer wants to talk to you. I've made the martinis triple strength, and she feels wonderful. Here, I bet.
Hello?
No. Oh, dear.
Thank you, darling. Hello?
No, dear.
Darling, how silly of me. Hello? Why, we'd love to do all of our holiday shopping through the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center at MichaelMaraShow.com. I think Target, Macy's, and Walmart are simply charming.
You know what? Can I thank him again? Mike Pollack.
Yeah, go ahead. Give him a plug.
Mike Pollack is one of our greatest promo submitters throughout the year.
Mike Pollack.
And when he turns them and they are like that, just really, I mean, they're all great. But Mike, that's sensational. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Really, really terrific and great painter as well. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Grove. It's that time of year again for Mike to change the printer.
Oh, no. It's fading.
I'm trying to get to the end here. Holiday season. The best part of the house is jam-packed with family. And, the best part. Let me start again.
Yeah.
I'm having a little trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the program is brought to you by Grove.
Yes.
It's that time of year again. Holiday season. The best part? The house is jam-packed with family. The worst part? The cleaning. But I say bring on the mess because nothing cleans my house like Mrs. Meyer's holiday scents. Get Mrs. Meyer's exclusive offer from Grove before it runs out.
Carla, get it.
and bring on the mess.
Yes. Wonderful holiday scents like Iowa pine, peppermint, or orange clove. We were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Plus, new customers will get a free holiday set when you place your first order of $20, which has Mrs. Meyer's Holiday Hand Soap, Mrs. Meyer's Holiday Dish Soap, Mrs. Meyer's Holiday Multi-Surface Spray, a Grove Collaborative Red Cleaning Caddy, and Grove Collaborative Walnut Scrubber Sponges. Plus, if you spend $39, you'll also receive a free Grove Stoneware Tray
yes.
to beautifully display your new holiday soaps. Mm. Ever since I took my first shipment of Grove, I swear to you, my house smells and feels cleaner. I love it. Shop Grove because this exclusive holiday offer runs out soon. This stuff will be gone before you know it. For a limited time, our listeners who sign up get the amazing free Mrs. Meyer's holiday products, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/TMOS. Right. Remember, that's grove.co, not .com/TMOS. And we thank everybody at Grove. And on the behalf of the O'Mara Show, to all the people at Grove, Merry Christmas.
News!
Cindy Williams paid tribute to Penny Marshall yesterday following her death Monday night. She issued this statement, quote, "What an extraordinary loss. My good friend Penny Marshall is gone. One in a million. Utterly unique. A truly great talent, and oh, what fun we had. Can't describe how I'll miss her." She also tweeted, quote, "I love you, partner." They had a reckoning, right? They had a yes. fallout, and then they got back together after that and really liked each other.
We actually discussed that with her when Cindy Williams was in studio, and they actually were at a really good place. And that, to me, was very happy.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep, it happens. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. When an engagement ends, there are rules about who gets the ring, but those rules are a little different when the exes are celebrities. Even though Paris Hilton broke off her engagement to actor Chris, is it Zilka?
If you have to ask, it doesn't matter.
She's keeping the $2 million 20-carat rock that he put on her finger.
Mm.
And that's probably because... well, they didn't pay for it in the first place.
I think I'd like to keep it.
Paris says, quote, "The person who we got it from got millions and millions of dollars in free publicity." God, to be famous in
yeah,
America.
Yeah, right?
I love how social media has basically become a new form of money. It's pretty weird. She added, quote, "Diamonds are a girl's best friend." Oh, original and brilliant, as usual.
Sure.
Paris. The first pictures of Disney's live-action Aladdin remake
boo.
Hit the web yesterday. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what Americans care about. Okay, this is why I reference this on a regular basis. This is the infantilization
yeah.
of the United States. Okay, it seems like nobody's happy. There's an uproar on social media because they let out a picture and Will Smith's genie isn't blue. My God, idiots. The picture is Will Smith, the color of Will Smith.
That's what he is, yeah.
Will went on Instagram to set the record straight. Okay, Will. He said, quote, "Yes, I'm going to be blue. This is how the genie is in human disguise form. My character will be CGI most of the
That's
movie."
That's good news.
Thank God for that. Can you imagine people going, "He's not blue."
And also,
suck your thumb, toddlers.
The weird thing is that everyone's going to compare him to Robin Williams, which was an amazing, yeah. you know, part of the original. Have you heard any of the genie voice that he's using in this?
No, I have not.
It's really kind of tough to.
Oh,
take.
Oh, you're going
to
play your thing.
I got him! I got him!
Right in under the wire.
Five.
Here he comes.
But
five.
This is the voice.
Single.
This is the voice that Will Smith is using for the genie.
All right, let's listen. Here he comes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only 5 shopping days till Christmas. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Right. You better Don't say hurry.
Fine effort, as usual.
Well, he's getting sleepy.
As you've probably seen these days, most people buy themselves a bunch of stuff during the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, but I guess we don't know exactly what we want. According to UPS, they're seeing a new trend of a ton of returns now. They used to see a big wave of returns after Christmas, not anymore. They say they've been getting around 1 million returns a day this month, peaking yesterday with 1.5 million returns. Whoa.
You know what's detestable about that? That's in addition to the packages that need to get to people by Christmas. Think how that's clogging the delivery service. Really nasty.
A UPS spokesman says it really is people returning stuff they bought for themselves. Quote, not all of these are actually Christmas presents. They may be presents to ourselves. Well, that's why they're coming back before Christmas.
Do you think they have a return pile? They're like, we'll get to this after the new year. There's a lot going on already.
I think they probably have to do what they do.
A system in place.
That's their job that they have. But everybody, it's obvious. I bought stuff for me. I bought my TV at the cyber thing.
And you deserve it.
Yeah, sorry. Business Insider put out a list. Thank you, Rob.
And I don't believe
that.
That
was so insincere.
So mean.
It wasn't mean.
It was the best you deserve it condescending.
It was the most
mean.
Passive-aggressive, meanest comedy ever.
Because I'm good enough, and I'm smart enough, and I deserve it. Because
you needed a new TV.
Business Insider put out a list of the 45 most successful Christmas movies of all time. This is pretty obvious. Mm. The numbers are not adjusted for inflation. So listen to this.
Oh,
this
so
is
it's
the
gonna
top
skew.
10.
It'll skew modern movie.
Number 10, 2008, Four Christmases.
Yeah, I remember Four Christmases.
Who was the leads? Right. Who are the leads in that?
You got Vince Vaughn.
Was it Jennifer Aniston too?
Was she the female? It was. She's on the HBO series. She's Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, Chrissy Metz?
No, never mind.
Number nine is A Christmas Carol from 2009. Do you know that one?
No. That might be the one with Jim Carrey CGI'd as a lot of the characters. I think
137.9 million. Number eight, The Santa Claus 2, 139.2 million.
Yeah, it's one of the rare cases where the sequel better than the original.
Number seven, The Santa Claus. You're lying about that,
too. I am.
1994, that came out, 144.8
million.
You know
who's in that movie, Mike? Tim Dick.
Tim Dick, really? Yeah. Andy Dick's brother?
No, well, we've established Tim Allen's real name.
Oh, very good. Timothy Dick.
That's right.
Number six is Elf in 2003 with 173.4 million. Number five, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, 1992, 174.6 million. Number four is The Polar Express. That was 2004 with 186.5 million. Number three, Dr. Seuss The Grinch. That's a Jim Carrey project.
Ooh.
2018, 224.2. Oh, no, that's the new one.
The new guy?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Seuss The Grinch is the 2000.
That just came out.
That's the new one.
Just came out.
So these are big.
Has it already made 224.2 million?
Yeah. They can do that easily in 2 weeks, yeah.
No, The Grinch is popular. Number two is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's in 2000.
Okay.
$260 million. And the number one movie, Christmas movie from 1990. Can anyone tell me which one it is?
Can I guess?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Throw Mama from the Train?
That is not correct.
No.
Nice guess, though.
Is it Rosemary's Baby?
It is not. It is Home Alone.
Yes!
Look what you did, you little jerk!
Yes, Home Alone. Thank you very much. And now, a little something for you. There's a 40-year-old guy named David Kelly. He's in Germantown, Maryland, right in your backyard up there.
Hey, local boy!
Last week, he was working as a Salvation Army bell ringer, collecting donations outside of Walmart. Well, David took some PCP. After that, he started getting into arguments with people who walked by, yelling stuff including, quote, I am John Wayne, and gyrating his pelvis, yelling, ladies! I'm not sure if that's the tone he did it, but
funny.
Eventually, he punched a guy in the
face.
The cops came, and after he shrugged off a few shots from their tasers, thanks to his PCP power, they wound up tackling him. He could be facing assault charges. And just remember this Christmas wish, okay?
Yes.
Every time a Salvation Army worker takes PCP, an angel gets its wings. There you go. Thank you very much. Yeah, Mr. Gower. Mr. Gower, you gave the wrong capsules. You're high on PCP. We will take a break and come back with more fun. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gather round.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I answer the question, is the falling stock market President Trump's fault? The answer may surprise you. Plus, Mike accuses me of whataboutism again, and I predictably get a little excited.
God bless the United States.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yeah, I love the part during Political Persuasions this week where we look back and, I say to Chris Frantz,
I'm on my f***ing lunch break, okay?
And then Chris looks at me and says,
you think you make my f***ing life any worse? You go right ahead. Be my f***ing guest. Take a shot.
I don't remember that part. That's when I was hiding under the console.
It was really, really spectacular. It's no secret Target is a shopping wonderland this Christmas, but who wants to fight the crowds, the lines, and the worst parking in town?
Man.
The solution? Shop online at Target.com. You could shop like a boss from the comfort of your home and no pants required. That's right. You can do it pantsless.
You can.
And I'm talking free of underwear.
Mm.
Target has everything from Allen wrenches to zip-up hoodies, and the convenience of online shopping makes it a breeze, especially if you're shopping without pants.
That's right.
You can even order online and just pick it up. But please, wear pants if you do that.
Please.
We urge that.
That's policy.
And, it gets even better. When you access the site through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That makes you one of Santa's best little helpers. No crowds, no hassle. Just point, click, buy, and support TMOS. Just make sure to access Target through their banner on our website. You can't miss it. So if you need it, buy it right now.
When?
What?
Huh?
By clicking Target at MikeOMaraShow.com. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. Target and TMOS, the key to a Merry Christmas. Now go spend money. And let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, December 20, 5 days before the big Christmas holiday. Yay.
And as the year draws to a close, they start doing lists and compilations and best of things. Courtesy of The Daily Show last night, here's a montage of words that our president, Donald Trump, has said this year and said correctly.
Okay.
And I always get the feeling when he's pronouncing a word that he might have a little bit of doubt, that when he's got it nailed, he overpronounces it. I enjoyed listening to this.
I want to congratulate the North Dakota State Bison, Canada, Nevada, Hispanic. Any Hispanic here? I think so. Any Asians? Asian. Any Asian?
Donald Trump's very, very large a brain.
Knives.
You know, the windmills. Boom, boom, boom.
Bing, that's the end of that windmill.
The road is no longer a straight shot. It's now wah.
Keep America great! Exclamation point.
Exclamation point.
In a twisted, weird way.
Yes.
We may miss that.
No.
But no, it'd be probably.
And just to offer a little counterbalance to that, yesterday, ex-president Mr. Barack Obama.
Oh, this is cool.
Went to Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C.
It was beautiful.
And
it
it's really this was. Is special to me because I've been a recipient.
Everybody's so mad at me right now because I took that little subtle dig and then I said beautiful. It's like, oh man, yeah.
Obama's a rock star.
No, I've been a recipient from the people at Children's Hospital. It's the most amazing organization.
Yeah, the kids.
Unannounced.
It's about the kids.
And the staff too. The staff that he gave a shot in the arm too. It was really wonderful.
He showed up in a Santa hat with a S-load of gifts, and he spoke.
I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. You know, we've had a chance to talk to some of the wonderful kids and their families at a time that obviously is tough for folks. And as the dad of two girls, I can only imagine in that situation, to have nurses and staff and doctors and people who are caring for them and looking after them and listening to them and just there for them and holding their hand. That's the most important thing there is. What a great reminder of what the holiday spirit's supposed to be all about.
What I love about it is that he just showed up. It wasn't a big media thing.
Yeah.
The fact that it even got out.
Wasn't even wearing a suit.
No.
Just a nice dad sweater.
Santa hat.
Sensible.
Love it.
Slacks.
So think about that this Christmas. Speaking of dads, we talked this week, I believe yesterday, we talked about the awkward interview portion on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday on Wheel of Fortune, they had a guy that was proud of the fact that he told dad jokes. And he told this dad joke.
I love that.
And what I love is that he really commits.
Johnny goes up to his mother says, "Where do babies come from?"
That's not the joke he told.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
but what's
joke.
Great is the audience is not on his side at all, but he never loses confidence in himself and his material. This is from last night's Wheel of Fortune.
And I'm told you entertain him with dad jokes, and you've got a quickie.
Yeah.
Got a quickie, go.
Absolutely. What do you call Santa Claus when he lands on a bankrupt?
I don't know.
Saint Nicholas.
Wait, hold on. He lands on a bankrupt?
Yeah, on the wheel. Bankrupt.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. It's a Wheel of Fortune reference.
Right.
Okay, now I get it. Duh.
And he won't be here all week.
You could feel the air leaving the studio.
Schtick, though.
I liked it. And he catered it for the studio.
Nicholas.
I loved it. did you know, were you cognizant of the fact that Steve Carell used to be a mailman?
Really?
And this story, if you picture visually what he had to go through to be a mailman, this cracked me up because he wasn't high enough ranking to get a mail truck. He had to use his own car. Now, you know, a mail truck.
I've seen that all over Maine. Mm-hmm. They have that.
But it's tough because a mail truck is a right drive vehicle, so you can go up to the mailbox, right? Well, he had to deal with it this way.
I think only like the really senior delivery people had the official trucks. So I had to use my Toyota, which had a bench seat. And I would steer with one hand with my foot over here on the gas.
You would sit in the passenger seat.
And I would sit in the passenger seat and deliver the mail out the right side.
That's got to be illegal.
In the snow. Really illegal.
I love him. I thought he's great. Did you see the movie where he played Bobby Riggs? It's a great film.
Is it really?
Yeah, I really enjoy it, and
he enjoys him.
He makes
some interesting choices. He definitely takes chances in his career. I love that.
I loved him. He came out just like Bobby Riggs did in a Sugar Daddy windbreaker at the tennis match. It's great. The attention to detail
You made
is
a
great.
Joke, right? A pun joke about Welcome to Marsden or whatever.
Yeah, that opens...
Marwin.
Marwin, I think. And that opens not this week, but next, mm-hmm. I think. And
Didn't you say I saw the new Steve Carell movie? I did not feel welcome.
Yes, I don't like the notion of it.
You don't like the idea of him creating a world and stuff
like that?
No, but
what I've heard from some people that I know actually in the world of show business, they say that this movie is going to be a misstep, but there's a documentary based on this guy that came out a few years ago that's brilliant.
Okay.
So you should see the documentary.
Bruce Almighty was a misstep, so like...
Yeah, if you try different stuff, Jim Carrey did it. You try different stuff all the time. Mm-hmm.
I want him talking about boobs and how they feel like sand. That's the guy I want.
I like. You know what the best Steve Carell for me was the Anchorman Steve Carell.
Yeah,
is the way
he loves lamp.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
did you see Macaulay Culkin coming out of semi-retirement to be Kevin? Is it McAllister?
Yes, McAllister
again from Home Alone.
Well, money talks, nobody walks.
And what's funny is when he messes his hair up, he really still looks like the little kid.
You want to hate him, but you fall in love with him all over again.
Yeah, this is
a spot for Google
where they recreate Home Alone.
Mom? Dad?
Adult Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. Hey, Google, what's on my calendar today?
You have one event called House to Yourself.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Google, add aftershave to my shopping list. Hey, Google, remind me to clean these sheets later.
He's jumping on the bed.
I'll remind you.
Same house from the movie.
Someone's at the
front
door.
Same
set. What do
I owe you? Looks like you paid online.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Okay, cool.
They recreate shot-for-shot stuff from Home Alone, and that's weird because he is a man now, but he's got the same face.
I wanted to hate it when I saw the headline, and I was like, oh, please.
I got to check it out. I'm going to watch it right after the show's over.
All right, let us close with the best. We talked about how they're putting out these lists now and these compilations. The best news bloopers of 2018. I want to focus on one guy. His name is Jeff Van Sant, and he got his own montage when they were putting together the bloopers. See if you can find the crutch that this guy uses when they throw it to him during. This is from one day of coverage of one event. Every time they threw it to him, okay?
Jeff Van Zandt is live out at SeaTac with reaction from Flyers. Jeff?
Yeah, guys. 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 Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, 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 good morning, guys. Yeah, 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 guys. I have fallen into a pattern. Guys, back to you.
See? That's a great news, man.
And the idea is he does that because he's not hardworking enough to know who the anchor is that's throwing it to him. So he gets both of them.
Yes,
that is fantastic.
Exactly. Love it.
I love that.
So there you go. He's a jackass. And that's your magic audio log. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Another one of the Ken. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow. God knows will happen on tomorrow's show. Where the only thing I'm planning is what my bar will have
tomorrow.
And we're going to continue through our bonus show on Friday. It should be very special. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift even for yourself. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner that says gift bonus, as easy as pie. I'm Justin Tyson. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Okay. You think you can make my f***ing life any worse? You go right ahead. Be my f***ing guest. Take a shot.
I dumbass.